Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. Former President Trump initially said that he intended to testify in his New York hush money trial. On Thursday after court, Trump claimed the judge now will not allow him to due to a gag order.
It's such a rigged court, so I'm not allowed to testify because of an unconstitutional gag order. We're appealing the gag order.
During Thursday's testimony, attorney Keith Davidson denied that he or the two adult industry actresses he represented at the time were involved in any hush money scheme with Trump. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. The body of the fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. A Chinese probe will be making its way to the dark side of the moon this month. China launched the unmanned probe Friday on a 53-day mission to bring back lunar samples. If the lander successfully returns to Earth from that space voyage, it'll be a first for China. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The White House is standing by President Biden's recent remarks where he referred to U.S. allies Japan and India as xenophobic. USA's John Schaefer has that story.
On Thursday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that the president was making a broader statement about how immigrants contribute to the strength of nations.
It is important for us to remember that we are a country of immigrants. I'm explaining what he was talking about, what he was focusing on in those comments. Country of immigrants, it makes us stronger. It is important to be very clear about that.
Biden made the comments during a campaign fundraiser on Wednesday, grouping the countries together with China and Russia. He attributed their economic challenges to a reluctance to accept immigrants, stating they don't want immigrants.
More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. Cohen was allegedly directed by Trump to pay off adult film star Stormy Daniels in the days leading up to the 2016 2016 presidential campaign. Overall sales at Ford Motor Company decreased in April, but hybrid sales reached a monthly record. The automaker sold over 179,000 cars and trucks, with strong sales of the popular F-Series trucks, while Broncos and SUVs saw a decline. Although sales of electric vehicles increased by 129% compared to last year for Ford, they still fell short of expectations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good afternoon. Glad you could join us. Gosh, I remember not that long ago as I was growing up, two things you couldn't talk about, politics and religion, right? It was verboten. You couldn't talk about it. In today's America, the thing you can't talk about is what happened in the 2020 election. And, you know, that creates quite a paradox and a quandary, especially when you got 60% of the country agreeing that something fishy happened in 2020. Can't fully explain it. It just doesn't seem right. There's sworn affidavits of over 1,000 witnesses witnessing illegality in the 2020 election. There's been something like 60 court cases that have taken place. Those on the left said that's proof that, in fact, the election was legitimate because the cases were taken to 60 judges, and they were basically rejected. But, of course, that's what they want us to believe. In some cases, it's complicated. You get into the technical deal of saying, well, you don't have standing. Courts said, well, even if that was the case, when you look at the numbers, there wasn't enough numbers there to justify any alteration of the results, right? That's the typical argument that takes place. And it's also why some government officials, boy, swear up and down, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And certainly what happened in the 2020 elections, it was fraught with so many opportunities to cheat and steal an election. And this is evidenced by previous investigations that have been taking place, even by a former president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, as you might recall. Well, Joe Fried is back to talk about, you know, what happened in the 2020 election and what we can do, because we're, you know, less than 200 days away from the 2024 elections. And the people across the country, Joe Fried, have a lack of confidence that 2024 will be not much different than 2020. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, Joe.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. I love being on your show because you know a lot about this subject. You know, I just saw a poll earlier today. It was the biggest lead that Trump had so far over Biden. It was like 4 or 5 points nationally. And I said to my wife, I said, that doesn't mean anything. I said, I'm sorry, but yeah. I don't think it's enough. Maybe it's getting close to enough because, it, you know, you do run out of phony ballots after a certain point.
But, yeah, you would hope.
Yeah. But I want to warn people that we're, there's a lot of problems. And maybe I could, Bill, it's up to you. It's your show. But I could start by recapping why I believe absolutely there was fraud in 2020.
Okay. I want to do that. But before that, Joe, because this might be the first time people have seen your cherubic face and wonder, okay, who is this Joe Fried? Why does Bill Martinez keep having him on? And so let's talk about your background. I mean, you are a CPA of CPAs, so to speak.
Well, I just retired a couple of years ago, but I did 42 years in the field, and I was for the last 30 of those years, I was what they call a peer reviewer. I reviewed the standards and the quality of other CPA firms. And I estimated, I mean, there's so many, I didn't really have a count. I'd say around 1,000 times I did peer reviews for people. So we did our own audits, but we did that. Now, also, I was a governmental audit, now government standards audit. So if somebody received money to rehabilitate their housing project from HUD, we were qualified to audit them to see if they complied with the standards of HUD or Health and Human Resources or OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, or the, and all of that in accordance with GAO, which is government audit standards. So, yeah, I have a lot of experience. And when I was sitting there after the election, I said to myself, wait a minute. There's a lot of theories going around. That was the time when all the anomalies were discussed.
Right.
Remember?
Yes.
How did Biden get 81 or 82 million votes when Barack Obama, in his best of the two elections, only got 69? That didn't ring true.
Right.
How did Trump win 18 of 19 bellwether counties, which for 10 elections in a row meant you won the whole election, but he didn't win the whole election, and so forth? There was a lot of those. Now, those are only anomalies. They don't prove who won, and I would never stop at that point. But they do inspire investigation, let's say.
Exactly, yeah.
So the next thing you do as an auditor is you look at, we call that risk assessment. We look at the risk inside and outside of the organization. That would be risk assessment, those anomalies and other things.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is the internal controls. Do they have voter ID? Well, none of the swing states had voter ID. Do they have signature matching? Well, it turns out they didn't necessarily. In fact, let me just recap a couple states real quick. There's only three things that can give you confidence in any election. ID, signature matching, if it's done right. It's got to be done right, because otherwise it's kind of a joke.
Right.
The third thing is at the, when those ballots come in and they're processing them, there's supposed to be a Republican and a Democrat and maybe an independent that's looking over the shoulders and saying, wait a minute, stop that one. I want to check that one out and make a record of it.
Right.
None of those three existed in Pennsylvania, not one. And what's really unbelievable is that, first of all, 10 years earlier, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said you can't have ID, even though they had passed it. It was going to be the law. And they say no ID in Pennsylvania, it's discriminatory. Okay, bad enough. But then that was good enough for 10 years. They were satisfied with that. But then when they see Trump running, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania says, oh, we don't want signatures either. You can't have signature matching. And so there was no, they actually said that if somebody's signature does not match, you have to let them vote anyway.
Wow.
Right. But now here's the third one. That's not bad enough. So they get into Philadelphia, which is the epicenter of the Democrats there. I mean, the whole state is red, except for two counties, basically, Allegheny and Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And it swings. It's like the tail that swings the whole dog. I mean, everything swung by Philadelphia. And that's where, by the way, in the movie 2000 Mules, of all the states, in the Philadelphia area, which they were monitoring, they said they estimated 275,000 phony harvested ballots.
Wow. Wow.
But you know, you're not allowed to say that anymore, because supposedly it's all been debunked. I don't believe it has been debunked at all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah, just because you failed to investigate and affirm said numbers doesn't mean it's debunked. That's what they're saying. It's debunked, just like everything else about this election. They're telling us what we should believe, not what the truth is, right?
Yeah. Hey, there's my book.
There you go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Phil Hotzenkoller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Listen, let me give an analogy. I like to give this analogy because this really will hit home to people. Because I, as an auditor, I stop right there. I say it's already, we can't certify. I'm not right. Saying Trump won at that point. At that point, I wouldn't say Biden won or Trump won. I'd say those swing states, that scrapped all the standards, mm-hmm. all three of them, or even the first two, really, the signatures and the ID. If you don't do that, either one, we can't certify you because you're changing the whole national election, and it's not honest.
Yeah, there's no credibility. Exactly.
Let's pretend that you're walking down the street and there's a storefront with a big glass window and they got this giant jar of jelly beans, maybe tens of thousands of jelly beans in it. And it's got a sign that says $100,000 prize to whoever comes closest. And we're going to count these at the end of the month. But to participate, you got to pay $50 for a ticket.
Right.
So everybody's pouring their money in. And there's supposed to be three judges that are going to count the beans right in front of the whole everybody on the last day of the month. And the day before, they say, oh, no, we've got a communicable disease, COVID, here. So we're just going to have one guy take the jar to the back room, and he's going to count it and let us know who won. And you say, oh, well, wait a minute, this is no good. He said, well, listen, if you don't think I did it right, we'll recount it in front of you. But the problem is, how do I know that the guy didn't add a few jelly beans in the back room or take a few out to make sure it was the number he wanted? Once
exactly.
you lose the chain of custody and the control,
exactly. yeah.
it's worthless. And right. that's what they were doing. And by the way, would people say, oh, he would say, yes, we recounted it and it came out right, so there's no fraud. So nobody gets their money back. Well, I'll tell you, there'd be about all those angry people would be marching to the court to say, I want my money back. The guy cheated me. That's fraud. You
exactly.
see, we didn't have to have the recount. You had the fraud as soon as they changed the rules in a meaningful way. And
right.
that's what these did. But Bill, I take it the next step because there is verifiable massive fraud and it's there, but the press won't report it.
Exactly. That's the whole bottom line. We're talking with Joe Fried, CPA and auditor. His book, of course, we've talked about is, debunked. I'll tell you, this is just what he's done. An auditor reviews the 2020 election and the lessons learned. We would hope that we learned those lessons, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have. I could give you other examples. Michigan pulled the same nonsense, no ID. Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, at the last minute said, oh, all you clerks out there in the counties, I want you to presume that the signatures match. Just presume that they match. Well, I noticed
wow.
they lost them. And then when you got to Wayne County, which is Detroit, it was hellish. I mean, there must be dozens and dozens of affidavits from people who said they were intimidated, physically afraid.
Exactly.
People with Black Lives Matter on their T-shirts, pushing them around, taking them out. They said that when they would take one of the Republicans out, the whole room, including the paid inspectors in the room, would all stand up and cheer. This was
wow.
the most. It was a complete joke.
Were they waiting for somebody, some conservative to be executed in the back room as they took him out? I mean, ridiculous, right?
So ridiculous. Well, yeah. anyway, this is, let me get to the concrete examples now, because I've just given you sort of the breaking of the rules. So I'm looking down here. I want to see here's a good one to start with.
Okay.
Pennsylvania voter deficit. Now, Bill, I'm not giving you a rough estimate. I'm giving you to the ballot.
Right.
202,377. 202,377. Now, that's way, way more than the margin for the winning margin for Biden. Way more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was how many more ballots existed than identifiable voters on the day they certified the Pennsylvania election. So in Pennsylvania, they had a deficit, fewer voters than ballots of 202,377 on November 24th, which is when they certified. Now you can say, well, wait a minute. Maybe by the time January 6th came around and there was all that commotion, everything was settled. No,
right.
it wasn't. And even if you go beyond that to February 1st of 2021, so now we're months past the election.
Right.
It was 121,000, still way more than Biden's winning margin. Now, you would probably say to me, well, Joe, that's not possible because if what you're saying is true, it would all be known by now. Well, believe it or not, I told you I was supposed to testify, for example, in John Eastman's case that when yes. he was up for disbarment. Judge mm-hmm. wouldn't let me. She wouldn't let – it wasn't just me. There were like 10 people, and I was in esteem. I was the bad guy. I mean, they had a state justice on their Supreme Court that wouldn't let him in. Justice Gableman, they did let in, but with restrictions because he was, according to the judge, not an expert. Here's what here's his background. Not only
that's
was
that's crazy. You don't want an expert. Okay, that's great. Okay,
he was not only an expert. And the court, because he was a justice, mm-hmm. but then he conducted the audit of Wisconsin right after the election. He's the one that ran the audit of Wisconsin and found all sorts of things. But he's not an audit. He's not an expert that can comment on. And one thing I learned, Bill, if you're not an expert, you're nothing. Because in these courts, what they say is you can't give an opinion. So the other side gives their opinion, like, Secretary of State, she's an expert. So yeah. she gives her opinion, even though, by the way, they have no quantitative backgrounds. You know, these are activist attorneys that work for, like, a George Soros organization.
Exactly.
They come in, and they're experts, and they say everything was fine. And you come in, and as soon as Michael Gableman would try to give an opinion, the judge would shout him down. It's sort of like these judges you're seeing with Trump now.
Exactly.
You're not, you know what she said at one point? She said to the attorney for Eastman, she said, you better take Mr. Gableman in the back room for 5 minutes to straighten him out. It's unbelievable.
I mean, this is the judge. Oh yeah. My God.
So poor John Eastman, he never got his witnesses. I mean, it was like, I was ready to say all sorts of things. I couldn't say them. And there were others. I was just one of, like I say, maybe 10, 12 people who never got qualified to give an opinion in that.
So talk about a gag order. I mean, it's one thing to have a gag order outside of the court. But when you have a gag order inside the court, I mean, how is that justice?
Well, let's talk about that outside of the court, too, because what the journalists say, they do these fact checks. And when they check the deficit, the voter deficit I just talked about in mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, they said, that's not true. We interviewed so-and-so, and they said that Joe Fried or whoever it is, they don't understand how elections work. And that, so it's debunked. They put pants on fire. it's been debunked. But it's not true. It's a matter of counting it. I mean, it's right there. Count right. those things. We can show you that you didn't have them, mm-hmm. but they won't do it. They know they can't do it. So they won't do it. And they'll right. just hide behind the aura of their office. They have the trappings of respectability. They're the Secretary of State. They're the head of elections for Michigan or Pennsylvania or whatever. So there's that. Let me see. I'll get you another one. Oh, gee, there's some beauties.
Yeah.
Georgia, they have found out that in Georgia, there's in Fulton County, first of all, just came out in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
There was no signature matching at all. They lied about it. Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, kept saying, remember that hour-long conversation with Trump and Raffensperger that they leaked the audio out? Right. Well,
the one he said, can you find me 11,000 votes? Has him in court right now. Exactly.
Right. And by the way, he didn't say, will you fabricate them? He said, find them, because he had just laid out like 300,000. And after they leave that part out right before mm-hmm. that, he said, well, there's 5,000 here, and there's 10,000 here and 50,000 here. All I need is 11,000.
Yeah.
Well, they left all that preface out. So it sounds like he's just saying, just make them up, you know?
Right.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me put it simple. I live near Cleveland. Mm-hmm. In Cleveland, when you get in Cleveland, you are in high blue territory. This is all Democrat right. territory.
Right.
When
right.
you get to the suburbs, you, like where I live, it leans a little to the right.
Okay.
It's Cobb County leans to the right. It's not Fulton County, which is a joke. And it turns out now we know Fulton County, it came out with Wingate. There's testimony that we never heard until recently. And I think his name is Mike Wingate. He mm-hmm. testified, he was on the board of elections, and he said, no, we never did signature matching in Fulton. So.
And what's the, what does the state law call for?
They're supposed to match this. Well, here's the thing. This is interesting. Remember I said that Jocelyn Benson, we're talking Michigan, right. I have to be careful. I go from one state to the other so fast. She said to presume that they match.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Trump was irate. He said, well, I want you to check these signatures because they didn't really test them. And so Raffensperger said, okay, we just did Cobb County. Everything was fine. And Trump was saying, why are you doing Cobb County? I wanted Fulton County. Well, here's why they didn't do Fulton, because Fulton, they didn't even look at the signatures at all. There was nothing.
Oh.
But Michigan statewide, do you know how many ballots they – I did the math on this, by the way. Do you know how many ballots they rejected for having a bad signature statewide?
How many?
One in every 2,500.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 1 in 2,500. It probably should have been 1 in 250, which would have completely altered the election. In Georgia, though, they found, voter GA found all sorts of bad issues. They had impossible, they call in Fulton, this is all in Fulton County, not Georgia, really. It's Fulton County is the epicenter. And they had ballots that are impossible because they, I mean, cyber-wise, they're impossible. They have an image file and a authentication file, which are created simultaneously. And they discovered that a lot of the authentication files came hours or even days later were tacked in there. It was obviously some sort of crazy cover-up. They had 4,000 ballots that had the exact same – these are scanned ballots, scanned images.
Right.
4,000 that had the exact same timestamp. How does that happen? It takes a full second to scan a ballot. It should take over an hour, but they all have exactly the same timestamp. They had around 350,000 no images at all for in-person voting. They had 17,700 that were from the recount, and there were no images at all, which is almost impossible because the image, you see, what they do is they take the ballot, they scan it, which creates an image, a TIFF file, that's the image, and the SHA file, that's the authentication file. And then they use that to cast the ballot, which will say, there's a vote for Biden or there's a vote for Trump. Well, they got the vote for Biden, but there's no image file. How did they get it? So there's all these crazy problems. I mean, and the numbers are huge. We're talking like 45 times the winning margin. I mean, this is enormous problems in Georgia, Wisconsin. I talk about that one in my article that we were, today.
Right.
The Democracy in the Park, where they had 206 locations where in Democrat areas where they had these boxes. I think they were like cardboard boxes or anything open. There were no security at all. People could throw their ballots in, and they would help them fill them out and transport them and all this stuff. So anyway, I'm rambling on about, but there's all sorts of examples. Arizona, you had two very well-constructed signature tests from Shiva Ayaduri. The first one, he had six people, three of whom were professional document examiners, and the other three were lay people.
Right.
They looked at hundreds of signatures, samples, and they unanimously said these 12% do not match. 12% do not match. Now, if you extend that to the mail-in voting population, that's 200,000. In an election decided by 10,000, 27 times the winning margin. So when people say there's no evidence of fraud, there's massive evidence of fraud. Massive. Yeah. And I just named four states, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, I guess five states. Yeah. I'm whipping through them fast. And I know I'm jumping around and I'm skipping some of the stuff. But believe me, every one of those, you can make the case that they're completely illegitimate.
Well, the other thing, too, Joe, what this reeks of is a conspiracy. I mean, to have this coordinated in these swing states in the manner in which they did. Sending, Democratic operatives, Mark Elias and his band of married Democratic legal beagles, putting pressure on state houses, all in the name of COVID and everything, to really, rig the system. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get to that point, kind of like it took Deep Throat almost, right before he died that we could finally found out who Deep Throat was in Watergate. Yeah. I don't know if that'll be the same thing here in this particular case. But, there's too many anomalies. There's too many red flags flying up there. And, of course, the courts so far have not wanted to address these issues. And it's unfortunate because, our democracy is based on our democratic republic. And Constitution is based on the consent of the governed. You don't have the consent of the governed. If you have this conspiracy that's taking place, and clearly somebody orchestrated this, Joe.
Yeah.
There was somebody, in the main chair that was telling everybody, I mean, just one thing, just alone. I'm going to have everybody shut down the count at exactly the same time. We're going to make up an excuse, say there was a plumbing problem or whatever they came up with. They shut down all at the same time.
Yeah.
What was that about?
You know, I could never get to the – it's very suspicious. I put that in the category of the anomalies, like the bellwethers and the fact that Biden got such a big margin. And there were all sorts of things like that. But that's mm-hmm. where I put it, because the truth is I dug hard. I wanted to get to the bottom of that when I wrote Debunked. And mm-hmm. I really – It's impossible almost. You know, it's like they didn't keep good records. They would say, well, yeah, the New York Times shows this, that, but that's from Edison, our company that does that. And they made a mistake, so they had to reverse it. And that's why it looked like Trump went down. And you get all this malarkey.
Right.
I couldn't make heads. I couldn't pin it down. But right. I will say one thing. You talk about a conspiracy. It's going to be worse next time. That's what I want to tell people. Let me tell you a couple examples of why it's going to be worse. First of all, in Michigan, let me say I've got it. Maybe I got it up on my screen here. But in Michigan, oh, here it is. Okay. They passed a constitutional amendment. This was slick. They act like they're giving voters their a Bill of Rights for voters. It is so – it's a Bill of Rights for George Soros and for Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. I'll just read a couple things to you. This is what Michigan did. This is why Michigan's going to be so hard to win this time.
Mm-hmm.
They, first of all, we recognize your fundamental right to vote without harassment. Now, what that's about is they're so mad that people were trying to monitor the drop boxes that they'd stand there and they'd have their goon squad come and put and threaten them with arrest and get them out. So now they're making it explicit that if you are monitoring one of those boxes, you're going to go to jail. Okay, that's what that's about. Then another one, I love this. I love the way they word it.
But they're not offering any remedy themselves to monitor the boxes, right? They're just leaving them out there
They don't think there's a need for a remedy. This is if you put a remedy, you're stifling.
Admitting, yeah, you're admitting there's a problem. Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's another one. I love this. Provide voter right. The voter has the right to verify his identity with a photo ID or a signed statement. Let me see. I could just write my name there, and I'm okay. Or I can go and get a photo ID and submit it to you. I mean, it's such – why would you put that alternative? Obviously, you're just saying all you need is a signature. No ID is required anymore. And you can't – in other words, they're really saying is nobody's allowed to ask for an ID, period, right. Any ID.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I will say this. I'm going to say it to, this is not coming from Bill. This is coming from Joe Frieden Dominion, if you want to sue somebody. You apparently have a garbage for your machinery. I'm not saying you fixed any election, but apparently your machinery is total garbage from what I've heard. Going back years ago, when Texas evaluated Dominion and rejected it, they said it was so weak. This is back about 4 or 5 years ago, and Texas was thinking of buying Dominion machines. They said, we're not buying them. There's too many security problems.
Exactly.
But now Haldeman's proved it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is to me, Joe, is that, you know, Dominion even goes before, you know, it goes to Capitol Hill and goes before Congress. And, you know, they were, you know, saying that they had no internet connection. There was no way that, any information could travel over the internet. But yet when, I think it was Senator Rand Paul or another senator looked in the machine and says, well, what is this? This is a modem. A modem means you can connect to the internet. So they flat out lied. And,
Pat Kolbeck in Michigan was big on that. That might be the guy you're thinking about.
Right.
He was talking about that. He's kind of a cyber tech guy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was just going to show you two more things on Michigan if we got the time.
Yeah, we've got time. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Because this is so dishonest. I just want you to see it. Here's part of their constitution. It's in their constitution now. Mm-hmm. Allow donations to fund elections. In other words, they're saying George Soros and Zuckerberg, bring your money. We're going to use it, all the money you want to bring to us. And this is the best of all. Only election officials can audit their elections. So Secretary of State Benson, a flaming super hard Democrat, is the only one that gets to audit or even to handle their materials. If you were to say, we'd like to do an audit of your election. They're saying, oh, I'm sorry. Our constitution doesn't allow anybody to do an audit except Jocelyn Benson. She's going to do the audit. This is so corrupt. It's unbelievable. So that's the problem. That's an example of a problem, Michigan. Another example, we talked about AVRs, the automatic voter registration, all these hundreds of thousands of people who will be registered and not even know it anymore. The Democrats are doing their work. They're doing their thing, and they're expanding on it.
Exactly.
We're in trouble.
Well, we see that Laura Trump, now that she's one of the co-chairs of the RNC, she announced, I think it was last week before, that they've hired 100,000 operatives, focus on the swing states to be on top of voter integrity. You know, that was a breath of fresh air. This was something the Republican Party needed to do a long time ago, right?
Very much. And I do have some connection to the J6 legal stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about it. But just to say that I planned now, that's wonderful. I am pushing this canvassing idea, and I put it out, and somebody already responded. I've had some responses, and some people say, well, Joe, first of all, that's all after the election, right? Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we'll try to keep it honest before the election, but you got to try it everywhere. I mean, at every point, you got to fight. And if we get to the point where we think they've stolen an election on us, we have to have a way of fighting it.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Explain to the audience what you mean by canvassing, Joe. You and I talked about this before. Go ahead.
All right, here it is. This is what I'm pitching. I'm trying to pitch it to the Trump people, too. After the election, within days, don't wait too long, you have to get the voter roll. Every state will give it to you or sell it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it will tell you who's registered. It will also tell you who was sent a mail-in ballot. That's where all the fraud is, by the way, the mail-in. Right. Get them in person. They're honest. And then it'll tell you who returned the mail-in ballot. So you got here are the registered voters. Here are the mail-in ballots that were sent. Here are the mail-in ballots that were returned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you get a qualified statistician. It's got to be a guy with credentials because we're building for a court case at this point. The election's over. You're trying to amass material for a court case to get a new election, basically.
Right.
This is like
right.
the bottom line. And the statistician might, depending on the size of the county, maybe he'll say 500, 600, 1,000 homes that we're going to, that are representative of the whole county. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have an army of volunteers knock on doors. And they're going to be managed by some very elite people. You want to have like maybe a retired judge and attorneys, maybe a doctor, different people from the community that have credibility, maybe recognizable mm-hmm. people. Maybe it would be a Bill Martinez, but somebody mm-hmm. who has credibility.
Right.
And they would select these volunteers and supervise the volunteers. Now the, and by the way, all this, if people want, they can go to my Substack and they will see it in writing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope you don't hear that. My damn phone, I should shut it off. But I'll just let it go. So they monitor these people and they're going to ask a standard set of questions. The questions have to be asked in the same order, the same way. And I recommended like 6 questions on my article. So if people mm-hmm. go to joefriedcpa.substack.com, they'll see that article and they'll see what I'm recommending, but it could be different. I mean, I'm not necessarily have the bottom line on this, but then you see what your response is. Now I mentioned there was an informal one done in Maricopa County. It was done
exactly.
months
right.
too late, months mm-hmm. too late. It didn't,
right.
it couldn't be used as evidence. If you do it late, first of all, the election's already certified. You won't get it opened again. Secondly, people's memories do fade, and they're going to say that. They're going to say, oh, these people forgot. They did request it. They did fill it out. They just forgot. But you get that. You also get signed affidavits whenever you can. So if somebody says – and by the way, the experience of the two I cite – well, there's – I don't know if I cite them both, but there's two I know of that tried to do this one in Michigan and one in Arizona. And in both cases, they got angry people who were irate when they learned that people were voting for them. They were glad to fill out an affidavit. They said, I want to fill out an affidavit because somebody voted for me. And I know I didn't vote. I haven't voted in 10 years or something like that.
Exactly.
So you get that. You go to court. And if you have a big enough percentage, and the one I cite in the article had 5.7% in an election, that was like 8 times the winning margin, which was only 0.7%.
Exactly, so, yeah. Right.
A big margin of people who said, I didn't cast that vote. This is very significant. And this is what we have to be prepared to do, but it takes advanced planning. And I'm trying to get sound the alarm, tell people, call your representatives if you're in a swing state, or send them forward my article or something, but try to get them to prepare.
Well, like you say, Joe, this has got to be all hands on deck, and we have to attack this issue from a myriad of directions, you know, before, during, and after. That would seem to make sense, because if the cheaters understand that you have this kind of vigilance to ensure the integrity of our vote, then they've got to up their game, and of course they may be spoiled because they got away. They were so overt with the cheating that they did in 2020 and got away with it. They may be just so arrogant to think that it doesn't matter. They're just going to do as they darn well please anyway, right?
That's right. Well, listen, Bill, I don't want to act like the only thing we can do is wait till the election's over. There are some things to do up front. Do you want me to talk about a few?
Yeah, we've got 4 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. In the last 4 minutes, let me try to do that. Offer a reward for, there's six swing states I cover in debunked. Those are the critical six, but I expand that to 10 swing states that are close in my second book. And, and by the way, people, if you're going to buy a book, buy Debunked. It's the better book. I make more money on the other one, but I'd rather you buy Debunked because that's my substantial reference. The other one is sort of like a checklist. It's more like that's how elections are stolen is a checklist of things. It's good too, but the comprehensive book is Debunked. Okay, in 9 of the 10 swing states, it's still on the books that harvesting is illegal. Now the Democrats don't want to enforce that, but it's technically on the books. So what you do is you put out public announcements and you say, "Listen, people, if somebody approaches you and wants to get, don't hand them your ballot. That's illegal.
Right.
It's either a felony or a misdemeanor, depending on the state. Don't engage in illegal conduct. Report him. Because if he's arrested and convicted, you get $10,000. Put a big dollar on it. You know how that's going to put a chill in some operations where they're afraid that their buddy who's harvesting with them is going to call the cops. Well, that's the next thing. Don't call the cops. Call the sheriff. A lot of these states have conservative sheriffs that will really do something. Yeah.
Well, Joe, we've got to leave it there. Again, I cannot thank you enough, for participating and bringing us up to date. Remind everyone how they can connect with you through your Substack.
Yeah, please go to Joe Fried. It's like fried. So joefriedcpa.substack.com. And it's a free subscription. There's got to be at least 50 articles up there already. It's focused mostly on elections. It's from a conservative perspective, I guess, but it's always free. It will always be free. I'm not in this to make money, believe me, on this stuff. So I just want to sound the alarm and get people educated on some of the stuff that I've learned.
Exactly.
Bill, well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being with us. Well, it was the murderous communist dictator Joseph Stalin who said this about elections. It doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. Joe Fried has been here to remind us how important it is to make sure that we have a free and fair election. It is the consent of the governed, which is foundational to this democratic republic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final.